This is Mile High.
We have to do it better in order to move people along.
Up, down, inside out.
If you get your mind right,
it is not. It is a receiver of thought.
Because love is my first technique.
It's now time for the show.
Welcome to the Mile High Podcast. This is your host, Dr. Daniel Knowles, coming from 5,280 feet all the way to Hawaii with an awesome podcast for you. And I did not expect to be broadcasting with a guest from Hawaii today, but, you know, things move around. And when you are in tech, you are on the move. So we're grateful to have with us the one and only, almost needs no introduction, Jonathan Verderame, and I'm hoping I'm pronouncing it right, or at least close, okay, on the Mile High Podcast. We're going to be talking tech, politics, Europe, and of course, if you have not already dialed in and locked in the Mile High Chiropractic Weekend, do so now. August 16th to 19th, www.milehighchiro.org. Share the Mile High love with others. And if you enjoy this podcast, make sure that you subscribe to the podcast, however you're listening to it, whether it be iTunes or YouTube or Facebook or whatever, or Stitcher, the other channels. And why you are putting Mile High on lock for August, the other event in August that you want to put on lock is in Europe, the Axiom Program, August 24th, and we're going to be talking about that today. Welcome to the podcast, Dr. Jonathan.
Daniel Knowles, thank you so much, dude. I'm so excited to be here. I think it's absolutely remarkable, first and foremost. As you know, being a global citizen means you're traveling a lot, and this is probably one of the first vacations that I don't have anything else planned business-wise, just totally unplugging away from the matrix to get replugged back to who I am as a person. So it's been remarkable. It's been beautiful. You know, Maui is it's like paradise. You can hear the birds chirping, the water. I'm looking at the ocean, volcanoes in the background. So thank you so much for setting this up and everything you do, brother. I'm looking forward to this today.
Hey, you know, I was wondering when you said it is great to be here, whether you were talking about the podcast or you were talking about Hawaii. I mean,
anytime I get a chance to connect with you, it's a good time.
Well, this is true. So let's talk tech. Now, many people listening to this may not be aware of it. You started a huge undertaking, and I know how big it is, with putting on the Axiom program in Europe. And let's talk, you know, tech in terms of politics. Like, what was your reason to put that moving forward?
Well, I think, you know, I am an American. I've been in Norway for 6 years, and I think as Americans, we're a little bit in the bubble, so to speak. Like, we're not totally connected with what's actually going on in the ground floor in Europe. And I think when you look at people like the ECCE, when you look at the ECU, when you understand the fact that most countries don't even have a chiropractic law, and then even the chiropractors themselves arguing whether we should have a law or not. So in a lot of ways, I'd say it's more like the 1940s, 50s chiropractic in America than anything else. In some countries, you know, it's very, very good laws. In Norway, for example, we can, you know, write sick leaves, we can write referrals for x-rays, we can, you know, do it and practice the way that we want to practice within the realm of chiropractic. So we've got a lot of challenges. And I think one of the biggest catalysts for me to start Axiom was just simply to create a platform, a fellowship, a community to bring us together, because I do understand that I don't have the answers for everything, nor do you, Knowles. But when we get the right people on the bus, you know, because we talk a lot about the why and how important the why is. And I think chiropractors, we have a very, very big why. But I think equally or even greater of importance is the who. Who do we have on the bus? Because when we have the right people on the bus, then the why and the what and the how get taken care of much, much easier. We know which direction we're headed. So that in and of itself is the reason why I started Axiom, to bring the right people together from all different backgrounds, all different countries. I mean, last year we had people from around the world, literally almost every country in Europe and also America. Nobody from Australia, though. Thank you so much again for everything you do, man. I know I think back 2 or 3 years ago when I called you the first time, and I'm like, look, dude, I'm thinking about doing this, putting on this seminar. First of all, should I do it? What's it like? How do I do it? And it was you and Scott Garber that really, you know, pushed me forward to get this started and do it. You said that you've got to have a moral obligation, and this is not about you. It's about the vision. So thank you, man. So I hope that answered your question.
Well, you know, absolutely. And, you know, myself and Scott, we're glad to help you and continue to be totally glad to help you because, you know, you're making this international conference in Europe, so that's about True Tech. And we really need that there. You need that everywhere where there's a place, a hub, that people can come together that's solely chiropractic. There's lots of places where you can go and there's things that are chiropractic plus something, but there's a lot of not very much solely tick on its own with just the TIC. So that's kind of really important. And seeing that you're, you know, focusing on giving back and you're, you know, handling some of the challenges the chiropractors face in Europe overall, which are significant. Now, as you said, in America, we're a little bit unplugged from what's going on. We in other countries, we tend to have that, you know, American U.S. centric point of view, unfortunately. So let's fill some people in. What are some of the concerns for chiropractors and chiropractic in over across the pond there?
Well, Danny, I think there's many different ways we could go about covering this topic. I think the first and foremost is maybe just to talk about the laws. And you take a country like Germany, for example. I think it's a great example because here you have a strong economy, you have a modern society, you have, you know, practitioners and really underserved people in a sense. We have something called chiropractors. I'm probably mispronouncing that, but basically a lay person can learn manipulation in a nutshell and then call themselves chiropractors, saying that they took a weekend course and saying that they're American trained chiropractors. So, you know, this is the challenge that when you don't have a protected title, okay, well, first of all, you've got to have something that's legally defensible. I think practicing subluxation straight chiropractic is probably the most legally defensible platform that you could come from. So that on the sideline, you look at how when it's not protected, then it's really about the public. It's the public's best interest. If you're not practicing chiropractic in and of itself in the truest form, you know, there's risk and there's reward, right? So I think that's a good place to start. The chiropractic campus, this is a campus, they are accredited not by the ECCE, but it's accredited master's degree. So these guys are really trying to push forward good graduates, chiropractors, and I fully support them. So I think that's probably one of the biggest places to start. First of all, let's have the conversation. Let's have the intellectual discussion. Should we have chiropractic laws? I see the benefit with and without it. I mean, but then we're looking at kind of a Wild West situation. You see what I'm saying, Dan?
Yep, totally.
Yeah, so, you know, that's one big issue. Another big issue is just the same issue that we've had. Okay, let me take you back. If we look back to look ahead, what happened in America is what's going to happen in Europe if we don't look back and figure out what we can do to course correct. And I think, you know, as leaders in general, we really need to reverse engineer the situation to figure out what it is that we want to accomplish, how do we want to practice, and then figure out what the steps are to get there. So, and I think Axiom is just a really, really great platform to at least have the conversation, to start it, to find the right people to get together. Maybe we need to pay for legislation. Maybe we need to pay for research. Maybe it's the research. And again, I don't know the answer to that. I've got some ideas, and I think if we get the right people, then those ideas will manifest.
Well, very well said and articulated. And one of the things that I often say is that you've got to follow the money trail and you've got to see where you want to cut off the money trail. So for people to know, what are, and so sending people to certain schools will make an impact one way or the other. And also, you know, being members of various organizations will impact one way or the other without realizing it, you know. So for helping people just be conscious and aware, what are the TIC schools that we want to focus on in Europe, and what are the TIC organizations that we want to focus on in Europe?
Yeah, I think, Danny, that was probably one of the most profound things as far as what the challenge has been in America and what it's going to be in Europe. You go back to the students, right? Because yep. these are the graduate, right? I mean, I think if we can graduate students that understand chiropractic, understand the value and importance and benefit of learning the philosophy and how great and exciting the philosophy is, and then how to articulate the philosophy to the public, then we're going to have a different platform, because after generation and generation of this happening, you can either build something great or destroy something that could be great. So, right. you know, you look at schools like AECC, I think it's a good example. I think AECC, that's ECC accredited, you know, they've got a program there in Bournemouth, and they're graduating. It could be a flip of the coin in a sense. If those students that are going to AECC are going outside of AECC to learn about, you know, the proper techniques and philosophy, then they're good graduates. I just hired an AECC graduate. She's phenomenal. She's a superstar. I've got actually three AECC graduates that I'm working with, and they're all phenomenal people. But these are all people that are that want to work hard, that have a growth mindset, that are actively seeking this out. And I don't think that that's the case for everybody. So you're right. Looking to the schools, I think BCC is one of them. They just got their ECC accreditation. I think McTimony is phenomenal as well. I think the chiropractic campus in Germany is starting something really, really remarkable as well. But then again, this is a challenge because we've got people that can graduate from these schools that are very, very good chiropractors. So I think it's more about the person and really figuring out, okay, if we can start there and figure out what is chiropractic, agree on that, and it's already been defined, regardless of what 52 states say, you know, say it is and what all the countries say it is, chiropractic is, right? Would you agree with that, Danny?
Well, absolutely. And remember, I went to school at a time where we did not have CCE education. When I went to Sherman College of Straight Chiropractic, as it was named at that time, we didn't have CCE, and you can only go to certain states. You know, it's kind of like some places like New Zealand. When you go to chiropractic school, if you want to go back to the U.S., you can't go to every state. You can go to certain states, and a lot of people go from the U.S. over to New Zealand and know that they come back and they have certain places they can go at the current licensure. But at that time, we went to Sherman because we wanted to fund an institution with our, you know, educational dollars that was helping chiropractic versus destroying chiropractic. So I think there's a place of making that selection wisely making that selection as a student, and in everything you do. And at the same time, you know, you can get the biggest person that's off purpose from Charmin, and you can get the person that's biggest on purpose from National. Right. You know, so it does come down to the person. However, that area of like, well, OK, what do I want to be, you know, be funding and being conscious of it? And people often are not conscious of lots of choices that we do. But the more awareness you raise up and the more conscious you are, the better. And that's why something like the Axiom program or like the Mile High program, you know, we're highlighting things to get people conscious and aware. And it's amazing to see how people, and you'll see this in time to come, will like shift how they practice. Will, you know, decide to go to chiropractic school because they were at Axiom or something like that. You'll see those things happen, and it's super inspiring.
Yeah, we had, I think, four people from Axiom sign up for the ACP program. So you're right. Like, this whole thing that we're talking about, I think if we could solve a lot of the issues both in and outside of chiropractic, I think it comes back to self-awareness. It comes back from being aware of something. You can't take action on something if you're not aware of it. So I think things like these programs, having a solid chiropractic education, brings awareness to the issues, mm-hmm. and then we can do something about it. So awareness first, then action. And I think it's why you look at schools like Sherman, the people that have the values and the ethics, you know, and the vision, more importantly, these are the schools that I want to support, you know, because I think one of the programs that I've always ran my life on is values and beliefs drive behavior,
right?
Values and beliefs drive behavior. What you value, what you believe, dictates your actions and your behavior. So support those schools that have those values and beliefs that you have.
Right.
Right? So right. You follow what I'm saying?
1,000%. 1,000%. That's what's got to happen versus that people are completely unaware and unconscious. And then you see what transpires. And we've seen that a lot in the chiropractic profession. So getting aware, getting conscious, and taking action that's appropriate. And, you know, there's this whole thing, ignorance is not bliss. You know, you can play in the corner and say, well, I just don't pay attention to this stuff, but then you're actually contributing to the problems as well at the same time. So that's why I'm so grateful that you're doing what you're doing in Europe. So, hey, let's people know a little bit about Axiom. Just share that a little bit. What can you say about it? I love the Protect the Dynasty focus.
Yeah, 100%. I think this whole conversation is exactly the true essence of what Axiom is, right? I think first and foremost, it's about building a community, building a fellowship, having a place and a platform for people to come together to share chiropractic and to really not just come to another rah-rah seminar and just get fired up and then come back on Monday and go back to the same habits that you had before. We want to form new habits. We want to bring experts in the research fields, in the philosophy fields, in and outside of chiropractic, not just chiropractors, that are focused on building and how you create a legacy. So this is the whole idea, is that, you know, last year we had Yuri Gidron. He's a PhD expert in HRV and cancer patients. And this is a good example of bringing awareness to some of these things. So this year we've got a PhD in marketing from the University of Amsterdam. We've got a keynote from Matthew Kimberly. If you don't know who Matthew Kimberly is, check him out. He ran the Book Yourself Solid company for many, many years. So he's gonna be sharing with us how do you actually sell something and the importance of selling something. Because this idea, you know, just because you have a compelling idea, Danny, doesn't make the idea compelling in and of itself. So you do have to sell. I'm selling you on this idea of Axiom right now, because I truly believe in my heart that this is the greatest platform to change and have create substantial change in Europe. So you're either selling or you're being sold, as Grant Cardone said, right? So I think selling is in and of itself one of the most powerful things we can do in our practice, but also globally as a profession too. We do need to sell this idea of chiropractic. And I think it's why you can take a practitioner that, you know, maybe isn't practicing chiropractic straight, so to speak, but they're super successful because they're very, very good at communicating. And you don't even have to sell, you don't even have to say selling, just communicating the message. Right? So this is why I think last year we focused a lot on the research. This year we're focusing a lot on the marketing, the selling. We've got Matthew Loop talking about social media. How do you gain awareness, right? How do you send this message out to the public so that they can take action and are aware about your services? So that is a quick micro of what we're doing with Axiom. And I think as the movement, the idea, the community evolves, that we'll probably have a different strategy to create substantial change here.
Awesome, awesome. And then that's part of, you know, your positioning with business strategy, marketing, growth, and fellowship. Tell us a little bit about that.
Just as far as like what we're doing to create that?
No, why you pick those as the focus?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I think like what I said, we've got to sell this message. We've got to understand how to package this beautiful idea of chiropractic philosophy and the importance of living a life of free of subluxation, adapting it 100%. Like, these are all great and sexy things to talk about, but unless the public can understand and digest it, it doesn't really matter, right? Like, if I have a great idea, right, how do I get that idea out there? And it can be good or bad. You think about a guy like Hitler, his idea, he was able to market it, sell it, get people behind it. Whether it was good or bad, it doesn't matter. For that, all that matters is that you can sell the idea. I think it does matter how great the idea is and if it's good or bad, of course. But what I'm saying is that the importance of selling in and of itself doesn't matter. If you can sell something good or sell something bad, selling works is the point.
Right, right. Absolutely. 1,000%. And so with that, Axiom, Protecting the Dynasty, where's the program this coming year?
We're located in Amsterdam this year. Last year, we're in Belgium. We've got a beautiful venue, the I Film Museum. And this year, we're doing something a little bit different. In line with creating more community fellowship, what we're doing is having a breakout session the entire day, the next day, smaller, more intimate rooms. And we got guys like Tim Young that's going to be going over technique, Matthew Loop with social media strategies, Then Matthew Kimberly is going to be doing a breakout just for his Book Yourself Solid. He's famous for selling an apple on stage for $50, and he's got 100% close rate at doing it. So, you know, you want to learn how to market and sell your idea of chiropractic, get more patients, build your community yourself in your local town. This is the way to do it.
Excellent. And now I want to see something, ask you something. So vision, as we know, everything circle, you know, circles around vision. If you were to add where this could be in 10 years or what you'd like to see come out of Axiom 10 years down the line, what would that be? What would be some cool things to happen?
Yeah, I would say, like, okay, if I had to reverse engineer what we're doing with Axiom, I would look ahead in the next 10 years and say that we have a board of 12 people that's, you know, showing or telling us which way, where the money should be going, whether it's legislation, whether it's more research, whether it's funding the Scotland College of Chiropractic or the German school, what can have the most profound impact, the most efficient, effective way to use these resources. So I would say that would be, you know, I would like to see maybe a law written. I would like to see the Scotland College of Chiropractic be completely packed with ECC accreditation, if that's what Ross wants. I would like to see 500 people sitting in a huge auditorium, just total full of love and connecting. I think that, like I said in the beginning, surround yourself with the people that make you better. I think we understand that you are the five closest people you surround yourself with, but I think a big side of this that we don't talk about is that you're also the five closest ideas that you spend the most time with. So if I can keep every year promoting these ideas of values, ethics, beliefs, philosophy, science, perfecting your art, I think there's no other option but to create change.
Yeah. Absolutely. And here's the thing that also is important about that. When people go to a program like Mile High or the program like Axiom, what I find, and some of the things that was most impactful in my career as a chiropractor so far, was not only what happened on stage, but the conversations in the hallways, the people I met, the people I connected with, the community that develops, the conversations that I had in the restaurant that were game changers that I wouldn't have had if I hadn't been there. And I think people miss out on that because as chiropractors, we can't be islands. We need to have our team at, you know, that's supporting us to impact our community. And we need to bring our team to events so that we all get fed together and that we get around other chiropractic teams that have a similar vision.
Yeah, I think that you, I forget who said it, I think it was Reggie that said that, you know, people like to get warm by the fire, and when you're on fire, people come and are attracted to that and want to get warm by the fire, so to speak. So I saw the same thing happen at Axiom last year, that more people were connecting and were having a better time outside of the speeches than they were inside. So I think having the breakout sessions is going to be a way to really cultivate that magic that happens when you get around the right people. You know, like you're saying, getting tapped in and getting plugged into a bigger cause that's bigger than you is of the utmost importance. And I think that things like Berkshire, Axiom, Mile High, you know, there's a few of them, really bringing substance and not just getting you fired up and getting excited, but actual implementable strategies, techniques to way, you know, to maximize this idea, to implement actually something that you can do in your practice to create more impact, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I hear all the time about Mile High, is people had things that they could do Monday morning, you know, and that their team was inspired. That's why you have team trainings and breakouts and things like that. So people, you know, have this new chiropractic home, and I love that you're making a chiropractic home, in Europe that people can count on year after year. And you've got, you know, just a top lineup and top thing. And, the fact that you call it Axiom is huge. That's just great, you know, cause we need a starting place and people can see this as a self-evident, true starting place for them.
Yeah, I love that word axiom. I think it encompasses chiropractic in many forms. I think immediately when I first heard the word, I think about universal intelligence. Universal intelligence, You know, as a principle number one, the major premise is in all matter and continually gives to it all its properties and actions, thus maintaining it in existence. I mean, what bigger idea is there? We're talking about what life is, right?
Absolutely.
When you think about deep, you know?
Absolutely.
D.D. Palmer's book, he talks about how he discovered what life is. It's the unification of intelligence, force, and matter. And I think these axioms that we have, maybe these are programs or habits that we're running and we're not even thinking about, but if we can put it to the frontal cortex, then we can do something about it.
Yep, 100%. So thank you for, you know, giving me great scenery here, background in Maui. And taking time out from your vacation to talk some tick. And I know many people will enjoy hearing this, whether it's on Stitcher or iTunes or Facebook, or wherever they end up watching the video and listen to the audio. Anything else you want to share?
I just want to encourage your listeners to do everything they can to share this podcast, share the Mile High podcast, you know, take action. Right, inaction is probably one of the greatest sins, because you can't sit on the sideline and complain about something and complain how bad the state of affairs are and not do something about it. So, you know, sign up for the IFCO, sign up for ICA, sign up for Mile High and Axiom and Berkshire, and get around people that are fired up, as fired up or more fired up than you are, and we can create something great together, brother. Thank you so much for doing this. I look forward to meeting you in the physical, and we'll talk again.
Yes, we'll see each other again soon. And so on that note, Axiom, August 24th, 25th, Amsterdam, and we'll put the link in the show notes, but it's www.axiomseminar.com. Is that correct? Did I get that right?
That's right.
Okay, and of course, Mile High, milehighcairo.org, the U.S. event in August, so it's like this, two oscillating forces happening on either side to get everything in tune and get the vibration set for the profession. So look forward to seeing you, and thank you, everybody. And remember, hit that subscribe button. We look forward to seeing you at either of those events, or even better, both of them. Like our page on Facebook, www.facebook.com/milehighcairo.